Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The BPD. My name's Tammy Mortland and today I'm going to tell you all about the person who, in my eyes, saved my life. And this is episode 8, My Superhero, My Saviour. And I'm going to jump straight into it because we've only got, this episode and two more for the whole of season 1. So yeah, I'll jump straight into it. When I walked into work at the country club in 2016 to meet the assistant manager, I couldn't believe my eyes because I recognised this person. Tall, blue hair, blonde eyes. He didn't at all. He was tall, he'd got blonde hair and blue eyes. I am on to a bloody winner already. He looked like a model then and you ought to see him now. He's absolutely gorgeous and you'd know if you met him. But this person I'd not seen for years, and a bit of a backstory, we were childhood friends. My uncle and his dad were best friends, and unfortunately, my superhero's dad really unexpectedly died, and we all lost touch, but we clicked straight away. And you know them people that you just click with? Well, that was just me and my superhero. We were two peas in a pod, and this person became my best friend. We spent loads of time together, and for me, this didn't even feel strange. Like, with him being male, it weren't strange at all. And I don't know if it's because I knew him before all the bad stuff happened. Like, I'd got a link to happier times. I don't know, I'm not sure. But after a couple of months of us spending time together, the banter got flirtier. And at the time, I was 25, mentally a mess. He was 20. His whole life ahead of him, and he still lived at home, he didn't drive, but we just had this connection that even to this day I can't explain, and I was still in denial about my ex-boss and my mental health, but I told him about it, sort of. I told him the basics of what he needed to know, like I've got BPD and I've been emotionally groomed, but I didn't really go into detail because I didn't want him to think I were a weak person. I wanted him to think that I were amazing and strong, and luckily for me, he did. This young 20-year-old guy was one of a kind. He was a gentleman. His mum did an absolutely fantastic job of raising him. He's an absolute credit to the male population, and I never thought I'd say that about a bloke. He made me feel loved. He made me feel valued. And he believed in me. And he was the person that wanted to be seen out with me. He was the person that wanted to show me off, which to me was great. He never pestered me for anything sexual. He waited for me to come to him, which was very rare. I still didn't want to be touched. And can you imagine that? A 20-year-old guy not coming near you out of respect. And I take my hat off to him because it can't have been easy. Within the first year of us being together, he passed his theory test, driving test, got a better job, and he was so patient with me, even though I tried to hide how bad my mental health was most of the time. And when we first got together, he said, I'm thick-skinned, so if you ever need to rant or have a go at somebody, have a go at me. And now I bet you wish you didn't say it, because that gave my brain the opportunity to kick off at everything, regardless of how minimal it was. I stopped rationalising and controlling my behaviour. And at this point, I didn't need to justify why I were angry or upset because I had somebody to vent to who didn't care that I was shouting. He'd just give me a cuddle, listen to my problems, tell me everything would be all right. And after a while, I became dependent on my superhero to make me feel better. And if something had upset me in the day, I'd just rant to him when I got home. But I found myself raising my voice to him if we had a disagreement. Because I was so used to being able to just lose my rag to him, I didn't even realise that I was actually shouting at him, like, if we had a disagreement. And it wasn't until he mentioned it to me that I realised. And he was so good at making me feel better and allowing me to vent at him that I didn't even bat an eyelid at how 2 years of somebody constantly shouting and crying at you would make you feel. Like, especially with my tone of voice and the things that I said when I were angry, they were awful. He'd say things like, do you want me to go and give you some space? And I'd take that as him not wanting to be with me. So I'd kick off and be like, oh, just go then if you don't want to be here. And like I said before, I didn't listen and I didn't think. I just spoke. And unfortunately for him, this made him depressed. Not straight away, but over 3 years, I'd turned this incredibly bubbly, chatty, outgoing guy into a ghost of a man. He wasn't eating properly, having anxiety attacks, missing work. And the realisation that I'd actually affected somebody else with my BPD was so shameful. I couldn't believe that I've allowed myself again to bring another person down to my level. I was disgusted in myself. And he helped me when I needed it. Now I needed to help him. And in order to do that, I needed to take a good, long look at my own behaviour. And after that, I really tried to rationalise my behaviour, but it was hard. I still wasn't ready to deal with my old boss and all the emotions that came with that. And I've still got daddy issues, family drama from the night that my drink got spiked. And because we both lived at home, we never really got time together. So we got a house together and this made it good for a while. My moods then became, after about 6 months of moving in, unmanageable. I was kicking off for what I thought was no reason whatsoever. Not enough sugar in my tea, kick off. Pots in the sink, kick off. Can't put my socks on properly, kick off. And that's when something private happened between me and Adam, and I'm not going to discuss it. I'll discuss a lot on my podcast, but this still pains me now. And after all the stuff that had already happened, if my body didn't feel broken, it certainly did now. But after this thing between us happened, we never really spoke about it. We just dealt with it in our own way rather than as a unit like we should have done. And yeah, if my body didn't feel broken before, it certainly did now. And it was a very sad time for both of us, but we didn't know how to talk about it with each other. And because of that, I became bitter and angry at him for not wanting to talk about it. And we broke up. But when we broke up, we still obviously lived together, separate bedrooms, and we didn't want to go home. Neither of us wanted to go back to our parents' home, and people probably think this is weird. It probably is. But this person was my better half, and I hate that saying, but it is true. Like, I don't really think any one of you should be the better half. Like, you should both strive together, but he made me want to be a better person. So once we split up, we just slotted back into friendship, because we'd actually been friends far longer than we'd been in a relationship, and we'd still have days out together, go for meals, sit and watch TV, have dinner, all that jazz, because we still lived together. And then because things were good and we'd finally sat down and had a chat about what we'd both been through, and we convinced ourselves that a relationship had worked this time. As you do when you are in love with somebody, you always think it's going to work. But yeah, it didn't. We officially broke up in 2021 after a very lengthy discussion. And I'm at that point in my life where I see babies everywhere and I'm broody. And he wasn't. And that's fine. You can't force somebody else to want to live your dream. And starting a family is something I want in my near future. And it wasn't in his, so I can't hold it against him. We still lived together up until December 2021 when he moved out. And before he moved out, I started to panic. Like, he'd helped me go through my emotions. He's the one that picked me up off the floor when I had a panic attack. He's the one that made me feel validated, loved, appreciated, you know, all that shiny stuff. And I panicked that with him in his own place, one, he was going to abandon me when he got a new girlfriend. Two, what happens if I have a panic attack and bang my head or something and I die? Who's going to look after Luna if I die? Like, that's my biggest worry. Who's going to look after my dog? And can I afford my house? Like, what happens if I can't? And my brain exploded over Christmas and I started to get angry and emotional, and I just cried one day to my mum, and she's like, oh, you'll be fine, you live in a council house, so they won't take your house off you as long as you pay your bills. But my brain started to go over scenarios of what happens when he gets a new girlfriend in a few months and turns around to me and says, I can't see anymore out of respect to my new missus. When this episode comes out, it will have been 3 weeks, I think, since we agreed not to speak to each other. Because we'd had discussions previously about what he'd say to a new girlfriend about me, and I could see that he just wanted to move on, and he'd never say anything because he didn't want to hurt my feelings or trigger my BPD. So I just took the decision to say, do you want to call it a day on our friendship? Not expecting his answer, and he just said that he thought it would be best, and my gob nearly hit floor. But in that short moment, like after the conversation, he started to get all his things together, and I just burst out crying. It felt like my world had ended again. Not like, I don't know, it wasn't as bad as, because it was more of a friendship breakup than a relationship breakup. So I can't really describe it. But this person was the person that I told everything to. They helped me with everything. And if something happened to me in the day that were good, it'd be them that I'd tell. And without them in my life, like, who was I supposed to turn to when shit hits the fan? And I'd have to deal with all this by myself now. But I didn't. I forget. No. Sorry, I'm just having a little conversation with my brain. I don't forget. I just don't want people to see me weak or sad. And I have to remind myself that it is okay to let people help me. And that night after he'd left, I went to my stepmum's because I just didn't want to be on my own. And you know what? It actually helped. My stepmum and my partner, honestly, my brain today, I don't know what's wrong with me. My stepmum and her partner appreciated that I'd actually asked for help, and not asked for help, but barged through the door in my PJs, my fluffy dressing gown, snotted tears running down my face, and Luna under my arm. And my stepmum's partner literally bear hugged me from the side because I couldn't control my breathing, and I do not let people touch me, let alone bear hug me, for about 20 minutes. But I just couldn't breathe, and I don't even think my brain processed that somebody was touching me just because I couldn't breathe. So, yeah. They made me tea, and we had a lovely evening, as lovely could be after all that crap. And I had to stop myself from splitting and really hating him, and that was hard. Like, with BPD, you've always got a constant fear of abandonment, and it can honestly feel like your world's falling apart when somebody rejects you or leaves you. And you can't imagine that person not being in your future, and you don't want to imagine a future without them, to be honest. Even now, I still get a little bit of splitting, and I have to argue with it just to make my brain know that he isn't a bad person. It's just my brain making me think that he's a bad person. But I had 4 constant days when he left of my brain telling me, how dare he just drop you like that? He don't want a family with you, but if he unexpectedly gets somebody else pregnant, that's fine. And he didn't even fight to be your friend, so obviously you don't mean that much to him. And the truth is, it was my decision. I asked the question, I just wasn't expecting the answer that he gave. And I have to respect that. Like, we can't always get offended and angry if we're given a response that we don't like. I'm in a good headspace at the moment, and I'd rather have done it on my terms because it puts the control in my hands. But it was also selfish, but necessary, so I can process my emotions and deal with them now. I don't know what headspace I'll be in when he finds a new girlfriend, so why would I put myself through stress and mental torture for, like, months, wondering what if, when I can do it now and get it dealt with? BPD makes things so much harder to deal with. So, like I say, I'd rather do it now when I feel like I can handle and accept the end of a friendship and relationship. But My superhero helped me every day from April 2016 up until the 10th of January 2022. And he helped me when the world was against me and I could not have felt more worthless. He helped me feel loved. He helped me to understand myself. He helped me to feel important and he helped me to grow so much as a person. There's no hard feelings between me and my superhero. If we saw each other out and about, we'd probably say hello. Who knows, later on in life, we might be in a place where we can both be friends again. Or I could actually be Auntie Tammy. That'd be amazing. But he will never truly know how much I appreciate and love him for all the support that he's given me. And I will forever be thankful for us being thrown back together at the country club. Because without him, I honestly wouldn't be here. Although, he didn't text me on my birthday, which really annoyed me, I'm not going to lie. But here's the thing. Because I texted him on his birthday, I then felt entitled to a text on my birthday. So because I'd been expecting a text all day from him, I'd already worked myself up that I was going to get one. And because I didn't, it hurt my feelings. But that's not his fault. That's my fault. That's my fault for feeling entitled to a message, which I didn't get. So yeah, although he didn't text me on my birthday, I still think he's amazing. And if you do hear this, I suggest you text me now and say happy birthday. But yeah, you have my superhero to thank for this podcast because without his support and encouragement, you would not be listening to my story. And to any woman that happens to date this incredible human being, you want to treat this guy like the absolute king that he is. He's one of the best guys you'll ever meet in your life. And if you hurt him, I've seen Taken 1, 2 and 3 enough times. So we'll find you. I'm laughing, but it's not a joke. Although everybody goes through breakups, they all suck. Don't matter whether you've got borderline personality disorder or not, they all absolutely suck. So what I would suggest is don't push that pain down. Do something about it, make a voice note, get it all out, write it down. It don't matter what you do. You can shit in a pot and draw on your wall for all I care. Whatever makes you feel better and helps you deal with it. I'm lucky that I am in a position at the moment where I can handle this change. I didn't want it, but it were necessary for both of us. And like I say, I wish my superhero the very best of luck in his future. And yeah, that's about it for today's episode on that one. I'm sort of getting to the end of my life story now. So get in touch with me on Facebook at The Good, The Bad and The BPD. Let me know what you think of today's episode. And I had an email. When did I have an email? Last week, to tell me that The Good, The Bad and The BPD podcast is doing very well in Australia. We are number 205 in the chart. So if you are listening to me from Australia, hello, how are you? Thank you for listening to The Good, The Bad and The BPD. My name's Tammy Mortland. Have a lovely day. And do you know what I did then? Signed off without telling you what I was going to do next week. And I haven't really decided yet. I don't really know whether to just bring you up to date about where I am now or go through the night that my drink got spiked. But then again, the night that my drink got spiked is probably only half an episode, so I might stick that on season 2 when we talk about alcohol and BPD. So yeah, get in touch with me on Facebook at The Good, The Bad and The BPD. That's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. My name's Tammy Mortland. Have a lovely day.